We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 27th chapter. Eov has been giving a speech. He sees that no one else is saying anything. So he's talking, and Eov says, I swear I have done nothing wrong, and God has been unfair to me, and so long as I'm alive, I'm not going to give in. I will be true to the truth, and therefore I will not go with you to the day I die. I will not concede that I've done anything wrong. I maintain my righteousness. And Eov says, even though I say that God isn't getting involved here, and it's unfair what God is doing, letting me suffer at the hands of nature, nonetheless, I will never aspire to be wicked. I will maintain my faithfulness to being a good person. Because what point is there in being evil? Ultimately, the evil die as well. And when a person is evil, Pasuk Tet, Hatzakato Yishma El Kitavo Alahav, will God hear his cry when things go bad? Yeah, God's not hearing my cry even though I'm righteous. But, you know, someone who's evil, what will he gain from it? When things go bad for him, will God hear his cry? Will God intervene on his behalf? If God isn't doing it on behalf of the righteous, he certainly ain't going to do it on behalf of the wicked. And here we see an interesting point. Eov does not cross the line in this point. Meaning, Eov could have said, if things are so bad, God is wicked. God is bad. God is satanistic. God wants evil in the world. He never says that. Eov says, I know God is just. There's an aspect of the way God created the world that's unfair. But he never looks at God and says, well, God is on the other side. You following what I'm saying? Eov never becomes satanistic. And that's a point to Eov's credit. Im al Shaddai yitanag yikra Eloha becholet. Does he have the benefit of taking pleasure, so to speak, in being close to God? Can he take comfort that he could call God whenever he needs to? If God doesn't talk to the righteous, he certainly ain't going to talk to the wicked. If God doesn't accept my prayers, well, if someone's wicked, for sure God's not going to accept his. And this can be understood more easily if we remember that Eov admits that in history God sometimes does intervene and punish the wicked. He admits that the Sodom and Amorah were overturned. He admits that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. He says it's just not a consistent. God is not intervening on a daily basis, and God set up a system which is unfair. That's his point, but he maintains that God does have contact with the world. I will teach you how to behave in God's ways. I'm not going to teach people to be wicked, quite the contrary. I will teach you the way of life that is in God's hand, so to speak, the way God wants us to lead our lives. Asherim Shakai, the way that is with God, the way that God wants us to lead our lives. Lo Achached, I will not lie. I'm going to maintain that path. And Eov says, on the one hand, I won't be quiet. It's not fair that people should look at God and say, God is unkind. God is the one that's hurting Eov. On the one hand, it's unfair that I'm being hurt. On the other hand, I don't attribute it to God. God is not the one that's hurting me. So a person should choose the proper path. A person should lead a moral life. God set up a system where the system can hurt a person even though he was just. But the way of life, the way God wants us to lead our life, nonetheless, is still that we should be just and kind people. I'm going to teach you the way that's with God. God likes the ones who go in his path. Now, what I feel is unfair is that doesn't mean he's going to interfere on their behalf. But the truth, who does God love? Who is God with? In a sense, who is with God? Those that go on a just path, those that are righteous people. The wicked are distant from God, and they have nothing to hope for. If you talk about where the soul will get its most most sustenance, will feel in the most positive sense, that's when a person leads a positive life, when he's a moral person. Henatem kulechem chazitem. All of you have seen that the wicked get lost. I don't disagree with that, that sometimes wicked get wiped out. Velamazeh hevel tebalu. So why do you guys bother talking to me as though I'm going to switch sides? I'm going to become a wicked person. I'm not. I agree with you. Just like you've seen, I've seen. I know that God does punish the wicked at different times. Zeh chelek adam rasha im el v'nachalat aritzim mishadai yikachu. What I'm about to describe, what you've seen, what I've seen, that's what God is going to bring out, pour out His wrath on the wicked. The description that I'm about to describe, that's the description He's going to say, that the wicked are going to suffer. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick up over here next time, and we'll also have to discuss, okay, so wait a second. If Eov admits that wicked suffer, so then what was Eov saying until now? Until now he said, wicked sometimes have it so good. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll go into that next time. What's the balance in what Eov's saying? That on the one hand he says it's not fair, and wicked sometimes have it good. And on the other hand, now he's going to describe how the wicked do suffer, and a person should not be wicked.